Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have a studio filled with chefs who make delicious food. And you, too, will be able to taste all of these wonderful things they're going to be making at the Iron Chef Goes Coastal event, which is happening on Tuesday, November 6th. That's next week at the Seaside Convention Center. It's an incredible event. It's family friendly. And today we're going to hear about why it's such an important event for United Way, who the chefs are, and all the surprising things that will happen at Iron Chef Goes Coastal. So today in the studio, I have Jennifer Holland. Jennifer is the executive director of United Way of Clatsop County. Hi, Jen.
Good morning.
So happy to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
I also have Kimberly Fitzwater. Kimberly is the co-chair of Iron Chef, and she is with FSA. Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning.
And tell people what FSA means.
Food Services of America. We're a broadline distributor, and we service all these wonderful restaurants in Clatsop County.
Yes, indeed.
The whole Oregon coast.
When we see the FSA truck, we know that there's good food on board.
So. Absolutely.
All right. We also have in the studio four chefs who will all be competing on the big stage. We have Jeff Graham from Fort George in the studio. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. And Jeff is a first-time competitor, correct?
Absolutely. A couple years in the People's Choice Arena, and then this year we are first up on stage.
All right. Excellent. We also have next to him John Soa. John is with Sweet Basils, and John is a winner of Iron Chef. So, hi, John.
Good morning. How are you? This is the third time on stage, so I'm still nervous about it, though. You know that.
All right.
Nothing more to say than that.
Okay. All right. We'll hear about what has happened in the past and why people would be nervous. Well, it is a competition with sharp knives. So that right there, that could be a reason. Okay. We also have in the studio Jeff Martin. Jeff is the owner and chef of Silver Salmon in Astoria. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Donna.
And Jeff has also been a winner. He won last year.
Yep. That was my first time on stage. And just like John, just because you've done it once doesn't mean it's going to get any easier.
So. That's right. It is. But that's good for us to stretch ourselves. And then we also have Brad Dobson. Brad is with Maggie's on the Prom. Hi, Brad.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
And Brad, this is your first time on stage, correct?
Yeah, looking forward to some beginner's luck, hopefully, this year.
All right. And the reason that you're on stage is because last year Maggie's on the Prom was a People's Choice Award winner, along with Fort George.
Right. I'm the pinch hitter this year.
All right. Excellent. Well, I think it's going to be a lot of talent. And it's a lot of fun. Last year, I thought it was brilliant and so delicious. Oh, my gosh. So for folks who are listening who may not know what Iron Chef is, and especially Iron Chef Goes Coastal, please tell us about Iron Chef. Jennifer Holland.
Well, Iron Chef, it's actually my favorite time of the year. It's when our whole community comes together and comes together at a United table and raises money for United Way of Clatsop County. We have over 20 restaurants participating in this year's event. And for anyone that comes to the event, you'll be able to dine amongst 16 different restaurants. And then we have a live competition with all of the chefs you just met on stage. So it's a beautiful evening, silent auction. There's a wine pool this year. There's just a lot of different ways to participate. And what's so great is 100% of this is donated by our community partners, our restaurant partners, and it's really just a great evening.
And Jen, what year is this of Iron Chef Goes Coastal?
This is our 11th year.
11th year. That's because people love it. It's such a fun event. And tell us about United Way of Clatsop County, because maybe some listeners aren't aware of all the different programs that United Way supports.
Absolutely. We raise money for 13 partner agencies that fight for the health and safety of every person in our community, and the Health and Human Services. We have the Astoria Armory Community Center, Boy Scouts of America, Fort Clatsop, Camp Kwanalong, Clatsop CASA, Clatsop Community Action, the Columbia Senior Diners, the Harbor, the Healing Circle, Helping Hands, Hope House, the Lighthouse for Kids, Lives in Transition, and the Lunch Buddy Mentoring Program. All of the money that we raise through United Way of Clatsop County stays here in our county and goes through to these agencies.
And is this the major fundraiser that United Way of Clatsop County
has?
This
is our largest fundraiser outside of our workplace giving campaign. So,
okay,
yes, it's
good.
A really crucial part of our campaign.
And some people may be familiar with Iron Chef because it's a televised competition. And what happens at Iron Chef? Why? What is the competition?
So the competing chefs will have 1 hour to present an appetizer, a soup or salad, and an entree to our judges panel, and they will have to use a secret ingredient revealed that night to our judges. Yeah. So they have 1 hour. So it's really
in all the dishes.
In all the dishes. Yes. Thank you.
So the chefs cannot prepare. The competing chefs do not know what the secret ingredient will be. They don't know who they'll be partnered with because it's teams of two people, two
Correct.
Chefs working together.
They'll draw knives to determine two new teams. So that's also part of the exciting.
Drawing the knives.
The suspense.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And there is a mise en place, if you will, that has foodstuffs from other vendors like Ocean Beauty and Graziano's and Food Services of America. They also don't really know what those ingredients will be as well. So it's very exciting.
Kind of very like black box.
Right. Okay. So I remember last year when I was there, I grazed all around the entire room with incredible deliciousness at every stop. And that will happen while they are on stage working on this meal that they have to prepare with a secret ingredient.
Correct. Yes.
And this is family friendly for
Absolutely.
Young people who like to enjoy good food.
We have a lot of families that come every year that bring their kids with them that just love to be around food, love to cook together. It's a great event for anyone that loves food.
And how do people get their tickets?
Through our website at clatsopunitedway.org.
And they can just buy it online. And I would encourage people to buy your tickets for this event for Iron Chef Goes Coastal. You don't want to miss this event. It's delicious, it's fun, and it supports Clatsop County's United Way organization, which is a nonprofit 501c3. And it's happening November 6th, which is Tuesday, at the Seaside Convention Center. So the doors open at around 6 o'clock, is that right?
So we have two tiers of seating, so reserved tickets get in at 5 p.m. and then general admission, the doors open at 6.
Okay. And you have a few tickets left. There probably will not be tickets left at the door.
We anticipate selling out as we did last year, so please get your tickets in advance.
Yes. So go online today to get your tickets so that you can participate in this. So I want to talk to the chefs a little bit now about, let's talk to the chefs who've been there, and then we're going to talk to the new chefs about what they think might happen. So John, tell us about, this is your third competition. How did you get involved with this in the first place, and what do you love about it, and what is terrifying about it?
Well, I first got involved in it, I guess, way back when I was competing on the floor. And at one point, I guess, you know, that's how I got up to be on the stage at that point. I've been involved with it, you know, for many years, even though I didn't compete every year on the floor. It's very time-consuming. As a chef owner, sometimes I just can't afford the time. And whenever I could, I certainly did get involved in the program. I think it's a great opportunity for restaurants to support the community, first of all, which United Way goes, everything is to the community, which is very unusual. Usually gets spread all over the place, and here this stays in the community itself, which is very important to me, for me to dedicate my time. So that's how I got involved in it, and I was fortunate enough to win twice now. And I want to be honest. I wanted to cut out this year and be like Wolfgang Puck and win once and then never compete in Iron Chef again, so you have 1-0 rating. And I could have went for a 2-0, but something in me said go for 3-0, at least go 3 times, you know.
What was the secret ingredient last year? I've forgotten.
Last year was duck.
Duck, that's right.
I have this reoccurring dream, though. I have this reoccurring dream every night that they're going to put spam on us.
Uh-oh.
It keeps on coming up in my mind, you know. So you don't know what it is, and that is, you know, that is the challenging part. It's more challenging than the TV program, because actually in the TV program, if you really watch the program, they have a clue on what that ingredient is, because they bring special equipment they would never have there to prepare that secret ingredient. But we are going to a blind spot both ways. You go into a blind spot with an ingredient, you go into a blind spot who your partner is. So it's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, also it's very interesting because you and Jeff were the winners last year.
Yes.
And you have sweet basils, and then we're going to talk to Jeff in a minute about silver salmon. So you're both different kinds of chefs. You make different foods. So tell us about sweet basils.
I'm a Brooklyn boy, moved here 19 years ago, opened up a restaurant in Seaside called Sweet Basils. 12 years ago, opened up, 19 years ago, opened up The Little Bayou. I forgot the name of the restaurant. Thank you, Jeff. The Little Bayou. And 12 years ago, opened up Sweet Basil's. I'm a trained Cajun Creole chef. I learned my trade, as I call at Sony, the streets of New York. I'm not culinary trained, but I worked in a lot of New York restaurants. Then had the opportunity to work with Chef Paul Prudhomme at K. Paul's in Louisiana. And that's where I got into my Cajun roots. This fell in love with the community, fell in love with the culture, this fell in love with the food. And I've been cooking Cajun now for 30-something years, so that's my specialty.
So wait, when you come on the stage, like you were paired with Jeff from Silver Salmon, and we're going to talk to him about what Silver Salmon offers, because
right.
I wouldn't think of Silver Salmon as Cajun. You do have a blackened salmon on the menu, but can like, did you have a secret like stash of Cajun spices in your back pocket or something?
No, I didn't cook Cajun. Actually, I went with an Asian dish. Last year it was in my head to go Asian, and I went that way. And actually, I did have the opportunity last year to go Cajun and missed it because the mind was going Asian instead of Cajun.
That's funny.
Yeah, it does. It does. But you have such a wealth of ingredients on that stage. I mean, FSA and the other supporting companies that bring food in there. I mean, you have no want for anything, really. You know,
okay.
I could have made up a Cajun spice with anything that was there, or Asian spice, or any kind of thing. It was complete. I mean,
so you have like a pantry on stage.
Oh, the pantry's huge.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
okay.
huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely
that's
huge.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
But
that's
you have to use that secret ingredient of spam.
Yeah. Okay. God, now
that's the challenge.
You're saying it. That could be dangerous. Okay. Jeff Martin, tell us about your involvement with Iron Chef and what Silver Salmon is all about.
Well, we started a couple of years ago. It seems like every year it was going on. I had commitments of other sorts, either catering or other community events. But so got to compete 2 years ago and won the People's Choice. And then last year we were able to compete on stage and partnered up with John and had a great time at it.
The two old fogies.
Yeah, it was the two old guys, two old timers against the young guys. So it was an exciting event. I mean, that hour goes by so quick. It's just amazing. I saw photos and videos later that I had no idea those people were up right by me taking those pictures, but I was just in the zone. You have to focus on what you're doing. I mean, that hour goes by fast.
Yes, and how, Silver Salmon was kind of the original fine dining house in restaurant in Astoria. So tell us about when you established Silver Salmon and what kind of food you're doing there.
Sure. We've been there almost 18 years now, starting year, actually, this is year number 18. So starting year number 19 come February. And, my wife's from here originally, Lori. I was a chef out at the country club for 7 years and then managed the Wayfair in Cannon Beach for 4 years and just really had a goal of getting something going in Astoria and had the opportunity to purchase the old brass rail, which never thought I'd own the brass rail, quite the conversion from what it was. We try to focus on, seafood, the local seafood. This time of the year, we're doing a lot with wild mushrooms. We've got a lot of mushroom pickers that come in and stuff. And it's just fun to play with all the local food. We've got some foragers that bring in, nettles and all kinds of wild berries and stuff. So we try to do that with our specials, but we have a nice core menu just focusing on the great local seafoods and steaks and pastas as well. We have good variety.
What would you like? John is terrified it's going to be spam, but so he said that. Now, what are you afraid it might be, or what would you like it to be, the secret ingredient this year?
We were discussing earlier, oysters would be a lot of fun.
Oysters,
yeah,
all
oysters
right.
would be great.
Yeah.
Spam sounds kind of fun. I don't like spam. So.
Don't go there, Jeff. Please, don't go there.
I don't like duck. When I saw that duck last year, I'm like, not duck. Not something funny. I want to have to cook in an hour, but it worked out. And the fun thing for me was coming up with the appetizer course. I did a duck and Dungeness crab cakes. And it was mainly out of needing a little more of an extender. I didn't really have enough duck cooked off, didn't have enough time. And I was working on these bok choy little lettuce wraps, but it wasn't going to work. The bok choy was a little too firm, and it just hit me, the Dungeness crab, and they had the wonderful duck fat to fry them in. And it was kind of neat because Chef Paley, one of the judges, who's an Iron Chef competitor on the TV show, he won his radish challenge. He said the bite of the night for him was the crab and duck cakes, which coming up with it 20 minutes before the end of the thing, I was really happy with that.
Wow. Right. But that's so great. Good for us to be able to just be extemporaneous, to just get up there and just write, thinking on your feet, you know, and just doing that. Good for you. It's performance art. It's delicious performance art. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today we're talking about the annual Iron Chef Goes Coastal event, which is happening on Tuesday, November 6th at the Seaside Convention Center. Don't wait. Get your tickets right now. Go to clatsopunitedway.org. It's a family-friendly event. It's a delicious event. It's so much fun, and it does great things for the community. There's also going to be a live auction, and there will be delicious tastings throughout the room. We'll talk about the judges, too, in a minute, but I want to go back to the chefs here in a second. But in the studio, I have Jeff Graham. Jeff is a chef with Fort George. I have John Soa from Sweet Basils, chef and owner Jeff Martin from Silver Salmon, and I have Brad Dobson from Maggie's on the Prom. Those are our chefs. Then we have Jennifer Holland, who's the executive director of Clatsop United Way, and also Kimberly Fitzwater, who's with FSA, who's a co-chair of the Iron Chef event. Let's continue with the chefs for a minute, and then we're going to come right back and talk about the judges and some of the other restaurants that are participating. So, okay, Jeff Graham from Fort George, you won People's Choice last year. What did you win that for?
We did a small version of our, we call it Smokehouse Hash. So smoked pork, smoked potatoes, cheese curds, aioli, and kind of like a poutine, but slightly different.
I tried it. It was delicious.
Well, thank you very
much. Yes. And so because you all won that award, you are now going to get a knife, a sharp knife, and a secret ingredient, and you're going to be paired with another chef, and you're going to be on stage.
That's what they tell me.
Uh-oh.
And I'm looking forward to it. Actually, I'm kind of liking the idea of Spam, John.
That's why I have the reoccurring dream.
Yeah, this could be kind of a fun thing. I was just in Hawaii last May, and my kids, I force-fed them salmon or Spam, so we'll see. I think it'll be good.
I think of 50s Diner when I think of Spam somehow, but anyway. So are you nervous about anything in particular or just going to?
I don't know if I'm nervous. It's more of excitement.
Okay.
Because I've done a few things like this before, and when you get in, an hour is not a lot of time.
Right.
So there's a lot to be done in that hour. And boy, I tell you, your nerves get the best of you if you're not planned out and the mise en place isn't there and you're not in your own kitchen, so you don't know where things are necessarily. So there's a lot of those
that's
elements.
That's true, the timing on that. Exactly.
Just knowing where the saute pans are.
That's right. Your kitchen is Fort George, and Fort George, of course, is well known for its beer, but you also have some fabulous menu items.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I've been there a little over 2.5 years, and we have two restaurants, well, three technically, doing tacos in our tap room and for up to our pizza restaurant and then the pub, so we have a lot going on there, so that kind of probably has gotten me into shape for this, I think.
Right.
Because we always, our motto is kind of, well, let's make it happen.
Okay.
And I think that's what we'll have to do.
Three restaurants under one roof. You will make it happen. I know that. And now, Brad Dobson, Maggie's on the Prom. You also, last year, Maggie's on the Prom, and the owner of Maggie's is here in the studio, although she's lending her presence here to the studio today, but she's not going to talk yet. But so, Brad, tell us about yourself and about Maggie's on the Prom.
I've been a chef on the coast for a couple of years. I was up in Long Beach, and I was born and raised in Hermiston, Oregon, so an Oregon boy. And, you know, I just really like to focus on Oregon cuisine, Pacific Northwest cuisine, fresh ingredients. We have such a bounty here. And I just try to make things from scratch and cook with my intuition.
Oh, intuition's a good thing. And what about, what did Maggie's on the Prom win for? What was the dish, what did they win for last year? Do you remember?
Scallops.
I think it was.
No, it was beef cheeks.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Excellent. Okay. So now that Maggie's on the Prom won People's Choice last year, you're also getting the sharp knife and you're on stage with someone else. And what do you wish your secret ingredient might be, or what are you afraid it could be?
You know, we were talking about oysters. I would love to see a bunch of chefs up there with some oyster knives, trying not to stab ourselves. you know, I'm not really afraid of any ingredients. I'd love to see some offal up there, something kind of adventurous and, you know, really, that really showcases the ability and technique of a chef would be fun.
Right. Paired up together, you're doing the sweetbreads.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it does. You do have to think very quickly on your feet when you're up there doing that. How is this being judged, and who gets the ingredients? And talk a little bit more about how that works.
Well, we do have a judges panel, and this year our guest judges are Senator Betsy Johnson. We have Chef Vitaly Paley, who's coming back. Again, he's an Iron Chef America winner. We have Chef Ann Liu from Tapalaya. She's from the Portland area. And we also have Tommy Thayer, who is the lead guitarist from the band Kiss. So we're pretty excited.
That's an exciting lineup of judges.
It is. And this is also, there's one more judge's seat available, and that'll be auctioned off right before they go into competition. So anyone in that room could be up on stage with all four of those chefs.
So if you're a foodie and you're listening to this, this is your opportunity. When you come to Iron Chef, you can bid on this auction item, and you can be the other judge on the celebrity panel of judges.
You get to set up on stage and have this bird's eye view of the competition, and it's a really incredible experience.
You know, the way it's organized is great, because last year I came and I hadn't eaten anything because I thought, and I just went from table to table to table. I mean, there's just always something going on that's wonderful to look at. There are great people to talk to. And then the people who are giving you these delicious bites of things are explaining what they do. So tell us a little bit about your involvement with FSA, Kimberly.
Food Services of America, as I mentioned earlier, is a broadline distributor. We supply most of the restaurants here in our community with fresh ingredients, everything needed for our hospitality industry. Food Services of America has embraced supporting the Iron Chef Goes Coastal in support of United Way for the past 11 years. I've been with Food Services of America for 20 years, which is pretty exciting, pretty amazing. Anyways, but these restaurants that support this event are all of our customers, and we feel very honored to be part of this amazing evening. We've got quite a few lineups. If I can talk about the other restaurants that'll be joining us this year, we have 11 other restaurants of People's Choice. We've got Pickled Fish, Finn's, Twisted Fish, the Wayfair Restaurant, Shelbourne, Newman's 988, the Culinary Christian, Cannon Beach Culinary Christian
Academy,
thank you. We've got, the Shiloh's joining us this year, Fermentation Station, and The Cove. Did I mention Pelican Brew Pub? So quite a few restaurants, which is going to be very exciting. We also have a dessert competition, People's Choice, and they get the honor of being Clatsop County's best dessert, which is kind of neat. We have the Naked Lemon, Maggie's on the Prom, Dodo Bakery, Table 360, and then Kendra's Kitchen is joining us from Moeller, which is kind of exciting. It's going to be a great night.
Oh, I love all the dessert. I remember the desserts from last year. And Sea Star Gelato, they won last year, didn't they, People's Choice?
They did, yes.
Yeah, okay. So
we hope to see them next year.
Yes, okay, good. But so there's something for every taste. Sweet, salty, with all the herbs, we don't know. I mean, it sounds like you have, again, almost anything you would need to create the dishes that you need. We just have a few minutes left, so I'd like to have everybody just say one last little thing before is there something else you'd like to say right now, Jennifer?
I just wanted to make sure that we also say thank you to our sponsors.
You bet.
Our executive sponsor of U.S. Bank, of course, Food Service of America and Dining Out in the Northwest, the Samuel S. Johnson Foundation, Pacific Power, Northwest Natural, and Coast Community Radio and Meadows Broadcasting.
So, yes, yes. Couldn't do it without sponsors, that's for sure. All right. Jeff Graham from Fort George, any last thing you'd like to say to the listening audience?
Well, I'm planning on bringing some beer for these guys. That's one thing I think I probably should do. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's really exciting. Last year was a blast. The year before was a blast. And I think we're going to have a really fun time up on stage. So best of luck, gentlemen.
Yes, and it's an event where people are so happy. And Fort George beer just makes everything better, for sure. John, anything you'd like to say?
Well, it's just I hope to see a lot of people down there from the Cannon Beach and Seaside area. And it's just nice to participate in a really uplifting event in the trying times we're in right now. And the whole community come together. And looking real forward to it.
Yes, you're right. Food, sharing delicious food with people
common
in our community.
Common denominator. Yeah.
Yep, it's so important. It's we need that in our world today, for sure. Jeff from Silver Salmon.
You know, I just want to encourage everybody to come out and let's make sure those tickets sell out. It's a great event that really means a lot to the community. Last year, I think it was 62,000 is what I heard was raised, and they have a goal of even higher this year. So come on out and give us some good support and root for your favorite chef.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. And Brad Dobson from Maggie's on the Prom.
I'm just really excited to see everyone out from the community getting together and just coming together with food and bringing people together is really special and really why I love this industry and I love cooking, just bringing people together.
Right. Well, last year, I think, Jeff and John, you said, you know, the old guys won. I don't think of you as being that old, but okay, whatever you think of. But who knows? Now you've got some young, you know, chefs that are going to be really working with those sharp knives. So it could be hot up there. Is it hot up there, by the way?
I have no idea. When we're doing this, I lose all control of temperature.
You know what they say, if you can't stand the heat.
Oh, that's true. All right. The chefs can stand the heat. Well, thanks to all four of you, very talented chefs. And I'm excited to see you on Tuesday night competing and offering all these delicious things. Again, and people can vote for the People's Choice. Let's talk about how people do that.
So with their ticket, they'll be able to vote for their favorite savory item, and the top two will advance to next year's competition. So it's very important to get out and vote.
That's right.
And at Iron Chef. And again, just we're so excited to have this community support, because when we do come to this United Table, we really make a difference. This one gift, I can't even wait to introduce you to our friend at the event, but just showing the impact that it all makes.
Yes.
It's just incredible.
So yes, absolutely.
Thank you, everyone, for your
absolutely.
Time.
And Kimberly, anything else you'd like to say?
Just that it's a fabulous event. Come out, get your tickets. It's wonderful. We're supporting the community. And thank you to all of our sponsors.
And you will discover amazing things to eat. And it's a great idea to bring your children, young people who appreciate good food, because food is, like you said, it's a common denominator, but it's also, we want to encourage our children to understand what really delicious, nourishing food is and all the different ingredients you can use to make wonderful things. So go online today and get your tickets to Iron Chef Goes Coastal, ClatsopUnitedWay.org. Incredibly reasonable, and bring your family, and we'll see you there on Tuesday night. Thank you so much, all of you, for doing Iron Chef Goes Coastal. And my gratitude to Joanne Rideout. Thank you very much for being the engineer today. And much appreciation to Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. It is good for body, mind, and spirit. And in this world where there is so much bad news, we need to focus on the things that make us feel healthy and balanced and peaceful. And a deep breath can help you do that. And then think about the things that are working well in your life with gratitude and appreciation. And give yourself a compassionate and loving hug or pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the now moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.